Intervju Radija Študent.
Tokrat v terminu Ereš intervjuja bomo poslušali pogovor s kanadskim glasbenikom Spencerjem Kragom, ki bo s svojim bandom Sunset Rubdown in domačimi predvozači The Lift jutri nastopil v Menzi pri koritu na Metelkovi. Sicer je Spencer Krag poslušalcem Radija Študent najverjetneje bolj poznan kot frontman benda Wolf Parade, enega bolj prepoznavnih montrealskih bendov. Telefonski intervju je nastal v torek, sredi priprav na koncert v nemškem Leipzigu, v njem pa nam je Spencer povedal nekaj o zadnji plošči, njegovem hkratnem udejstovanju v več zasedbah, ter ne nazadnje o nesojenem sodelovanju z režiserjem Wesom Andersonom. Za uvod v intervju poslušamo del skladbe Black Swan z aktualne plošče Dragon Slayer.
Hello, Spencer. It's really nice to finally have you here in Slovenia one way or another. You're on this tour for about 3 weeks now, so how's the tour going on so far?
It's going well. We're playing a lot of places that we've never played before, and returning to some cities too. And so far, the reception has been pretty warm, and I'm always surprised in these small towns to see that there's people who know the music and want to hear it. So that's always a nice feeling.
Okay, let's talk about your new album. As I hear it, your new album stepped ahead from the tightness in sound of your previous album, Random Spirit Lover, but you somehow expanded on a band level. It brings freshness into your work and it looks like the music hasn't lost anything. Were you fed up with layers and textures of different sound, or was it like a natural progression for you?
Well, I would say that it was more of a natural progression, but that's not to say that it wasn't a deliberate progression, you know? It was mm-hmm. something we decided to do. We decided to try something differently because we added a new member last year to the band, and mm-hmm. the addition of a bass player made the live sound a little more rocky and tighter mm-hmm. and louder and, you know? Mm-hmm. It became like a little more of a rock band, so we thought we might as well record a record that captured that, mm-hmm. or at least try to record a record that captured that, you know, while we had that sound, because the sound always fluctuates, so mm-hmm. might as well give it a shot, right? So that's what we tried to do.
Okay. Speaking about your new bass player, how are the rest of the band members involved in music creation process in Sunset Rapdown? Is it like your personal project or is it like a band thing?
Well, it used to be more of a personal thing. Well, it was a solo project and then it expanded slowly into a band. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm the primary songwriter or whatever. You know, I write the lyrics and the songs that I can kind of bang out on guitar or piano with not a lot of grace. And then these guys help me fill things in and make things more dynamic. And they'll help me structure things sometimes. If things aren't feeling right, we'll rework it in the jam room and sort of rewrite a whole song. And basically things change really, really drastically from the time that I conceptualize of something like in my bedroom to the time that I take it on stage with the whole band. There's a huge amount of change there, change for the better, and it's because of them, it's not because of me, you know? Mm-hmm. So basically they're very involved, everyone's really integral, yeah. And the music is more collaborative than people might think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your voice is very unique and powerful. I know it's weird speaking about your own voice, but do you think of it as an important key in your music, in all the bands you're playing and singing in?
Well, I don't know what you mean by important. It's very upfront. I mean, it's a strong feature in the sound of anything that I'm involved with, or at least anything that I'm singing in, because I guess it is sort of distinct. I try to just sing as naturally as possible, and sometimes I have to yell to hit the notes, and that's kind of what's happening. But I don't think it's integral to some... It's not like some sort of signature that has to be part of anything that I do to make it you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just my voice. I mean, of course, if it is distinct, then it's going to be like, you know, it's going to carry over from project to project, mm-hmm. That whatever sort of mood that it might strike up in a person is going to, they're going to notice the similarities, but I can't help that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sunset Rapdown is not the only band you're playing in. How do you manage your priorities when it comes to touring and recording with all these bands? Is like Sunset Rapdown on the first place, or what are your priorities about this?
There's no first place. There's no priority. It's that... Well, I mean, I guess it's to say that like Sunset Rubdown and Wolf Parade are tied for first place. Maybe we should put it that way.
Okay.
And the other things that I do are sort of on the back burner. Mm-hmm. You know, like Swan Lake is just a recording project. It's not a touring band. It's not really a working band. The only bands that I tour with right now are Sunset Rubdown and Wolf Parade, and that's just a matter of going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And just planning far ahead and and making and communicating with everyone really clearly and making sure everyone knows what's going on. And you know, Wolfraid is on a long break right now to allow Sunset Rubdown and Handsome Furs, Dan Beckner's other project, to allow those bands some room to breathe and to develop a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then, or, you know, just to do something different to make it sound, you know, less, mm-hmm. a little more natural. I mean, we're just to try something new. Yeah. And then Wolfraid will start playing again this winter, and probably the Handsome Furs and Sunset Rubdown will take a step back and take a breath. And, you know, it's just, it's not all that difficult.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's really interesting to me is that yours and Dan's previous album, talking about Handsome Furs and Sunset Rubdown, were a bit melancholic, but the new albums, Face Control and Dragon Slayer, are fed with self-assurance and in a terms of a sound really bring joyfulness into music. Do you think of that as a coincidence? What changed in your music perception?
Do I think it's a coincidence?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably. Uh-huh. Dan and I are very, very different people, and we take, you know, different pleasures out of the world and the our experience with Wolfraid. So, uh-huh. like, if you're implying that the Wolfraid made us both so happy that we made happy records, I don't think that's true.
Well, I don't know what's the reason behind it, so I'm asking you.
No, I don't know either. I mean, if we were talked about the difference between Random Spirit Lover and Dragon Slayer, mm-hmm. and that was like a sort of a deliberate, a conscious decision to try to working in this different way for a record, and so that, you know, what I already said, so that the songs can come off a little more live, and I don't. Whatever changed in my perception of what I wanted to do, I can't really say. You know, I can't pin that down. Mm-hmm. Just trying some new stuff.
Okay. From the distant European, maybe a little bit of romantic perspective, the music scene in Montreal in the last of couple of years is really amazing. But quite a lot of bands that, quite a lot of people that play in these bands, including you, grew up in some other parts of Canada and then moved to Montreal. Why do you think all these people are moving to Montreal or have moved?
I think it was a popular city for musicians and artists for a while. Uh-huh. But I don't think there's any more people moving to Montreal than there are people moving away from Montreal, you know, uh-huh. because it's also a really hard town to find like a good job in if you're an Anglophone and you can't speak French. And it's a fun city, and I moved there just out of curiosity almost 10 years ago. I mean, the other thing about people coming from out of town into Montreal is like there's only so many cities in Canada to choose from if you're a young person and you want to live in like some sort of like urban setting. Like there's basically there's only like 5 or 6 cities worth living in, mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna name names, but you know,
yeah.
And so people tend to move around. Like most people I know have lived in Vancouver, mm-hmm. and Victoria and Toronto and Montreal at some point. You know, I mean, it's a small country. It's a huge country geographically, but the population is really small. So, but people know each other across the whole thing. We're all just sitting at the bottom, right? We're like rocks in the bottom of a fish tank.
Okay, last question of this interview. You once said that you're dreaming about Wes Anderson calling you to work on a soundtrack for his movie. Has he called you already?
Oh, yeah, that was just no, he hasn't called.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was just a joke anyway. I'm not...
So you're not like a fan of his movies and his soundtrack and the songs he's choosing for his soundtracks?
Well, I mean, it's a half joke. Yeah, I am a fan of most of his movies, uh-huh. and most of his what he chooses to use for a soundtrack. When I watch a movie like Rushmore or Life Aquatic or something, it's like it would be fun to do the music for this. That's all it is. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you very much for this interview, and hope to see you soon in Ljubljana.
Okay, we're looking forward to it. See you there.
Poslušali smo intervju s Spencerjem Kragom iz bendom Sunset Rubdown, ki bo jutri zvečer ob domačih The Lift nastopil v Menzi pri koritu na Metelkovi. Intervju sta pripravila Luka Vučković in Primož Vozel.
Intervju Radija Študent.